Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf. Mem, hey, pick it up all. Mem Dalam Bez Bada Bama to pay fourth to last line. Goofa. We left off with the statement that we're going to jump into right now. Zakdei Legamar. I'm Ravim Bar Shmuel, Mishmet Shmuel, Amocha Sadal Chavir Shal Bachariah. Someone goes and sells a field to his friend without any guarantee. Ain't made loyal, you can't go and be made on him. Because, Chovo, if I go and I sell you a field without any guarantee, now when my Bal Chov comes and he wants to take money from me that I owe him, he's going to come to you. So if I testify, I clearly am testifying in a way which is good for me. Therefore, okay, Abadav, I can't be one of the testifiers. Hey, Chidam, what exactly is the case though? Beep, turn the page. When hey, what else? If I, let's say, have another land, then Alei Day Hadar, he's going to come and get the land from me. In which case, why can't I testify about this guy who sold it to? I'm not okay, Abadav, because I have another piece of land he can come and take it from. If I don't have another piece of land, my Nafkali Minada, what does it make a difference to me if he goes and he collects a field, doesn't collect the field? He can't come and take from me anyway, therefore it doesn't make a difference. Why it was a man of Shalcha should be able to testify. Says Gorali Olam de Lesley Aruchita, but there's no other land. But the Amr still, Lo Nicha de Lehave Lova Rosh of Lushalim. I don't want to be in the category, as the Pasuk Tehillim says, a wicked borrower who does not pay. I don't want to put in that category. Therefore, if I testify for this guy who I sold it to, you know, this third party, and I help him, that I'm not paying back the guy who I borrowed money from, and I owe him money. Says Gamar, but so, what are you talking about? Legabe Idach Nami, Lova Rosh of Lushalimu. If I don't have something that's going on over there, it doesn't make a difference. If I'm not paying the, if I end up not testifying, and then that creditor comes and takes it from the third party guy I sold it to, that is the same din of Lovi Rosh of Elisha. So we're no, the Amr over there. So I can say that's why I showed you to live without any responsibility. It's up to you to take it upon yourself. I'm not a bad guy if something happens. It's up to you to decide that risk. But when I borrow money from someone who'll pay me back, that's a problem. Machris of Tim Rav Papa. Says Rashbam, what does it mean, Machris? Dorishwami Darshand. The Solik Le'ela, the Solkin Le'ela, people are going up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, Udenachsin Lesato, those are going down to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. You got to know this din. Says Rishbam, Kulchem Teidu Din Zeh. Hi, know the following din. Hi, by yourself, you have a yid. The Zabin Lechem Ali Yisrael Lechavar. Let's say I sell a donkey to my friend. To a fellow yid, v'ka'asi o v'kachav v'anisle minei, and then comes in a guy and he goes and he takes it from you. He goes and he claims what the Rishbam explains. He's claiming, this guy actually has a claim. The guy says, what are you talking about? Me, Gav Friedman, I actually stole it from him, and therefore it belongs to him. How could I have sold it to you if really it belongs to him? So he comes and he claims that it's his, and therefore he goes and he swipes it back. Dinahu de mefatzile minei. The din is that the seller, meaning me, should try to go and get it back from this guy over here. Right? Now, what's going on over here? What is the situation? The Gemara is going to explain that the situation about him coming to take it, he actually takes it, he could have taken it in a way that really belonged to him. So now it's chayav for me as the seller to help the buyer to prove against that. But since the guy came along and he took it against his will, he just grabbed it as opposed to going through the court, then the seller is not chayav to go out and actually pay him back, even if it's a guarantee. Because the guarantee is only helping something which is a legal type of taking, not just grabbing. But the chayav of me is only to help bring edim that I own the donkey, and hopefully that the guy is going to listen to it in court. When is this true? Only when the buyer doesn't recognize his donkey, you know, to be Ibas Chamorro, that's the offspring of his donkey, right? In that case, the buyer can say that the guy's claim is maybe true, and therefore the seller was messing you over. But if the buyer recognized it to be the offspring of my donkey, of the seller's donkey, lo, then I'm not chayav to go and actually help you, because the animals clearly recognize the fact that it belongs to my stuff, to my animals. Therefore, the guy took it illegally, and that's not my problem to go deal with and help you. You go and bring him to court. Now, even when the buyer doesn't recognize the animal, we say that the seller has to help only when the guy didn't take it by force, taking the donkey and the saddle. So he took the donkey and actually left the saddle over there. Right? The fact that the guy left the saddle shows that he was only trying to take what belongs to him. Therefore, that's a raya for his claim. Because if it was just a god, if he would have taken everything. If he goes and takes both of them, lo, then I'm not chayav to go out and to help you get it. Even without any of these situations, lo, the seller is not chayav to go and help get it back. My timer, may the other, the stamma v'kachav manasu, because the buyer knows that a guy, he comes, he's going to try to steal. Shenemar, asher p'em diber shav, whose mouth speaks shav, lies, v'minam yamin shakar, or with vanity, you mean, v'minam yamin shakar, and his right hand is the right hand of lies. So you can assume that a guy is acting illegally, and the seller has no chiyuv to go ahead and to help. So I don't have to help you at all. That's a machlokas. Taking us back now, zok the next part of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, this came back to about Membeis, Ha'umnin, right? We said the people that there's no chazaka by them, and that is an uman, is a uman Rosh Hashanah, coming up to Hashanah, Av Elba, and then uman, more hints. Uman ein l'chazaka, tshuva. Uman doesn't have any chazaka, right? If the craftsman, because it's by there, it's not a raya that it belongs to him, he is be fixing it or taking care of it. Says Rashbam, Ha'umnin, V'arisen, right? Mastisa ni deketani, Ha'umnin, V'arisen, kol chada v'chada, Babab the first Luva Azil, let's take a look. Amar Rabba Loshan Elishamasal Edim. If the original owner gave it over to the Uman with Edim, then that's true that the guy doesn't have a chazaka. Aval Masal Shalabedim, let's say you give it to Uman without Edim, and then he comes afterwards and he says that it's his. Avalasalaidim, Mitoshiachalomalohidoram, since the he could have said Lahadam, he could say it never happened, right? And we would believe him. He never gave it to me, or this never happened. And when he says that, I bought it, we actually believe the craftsman. Amalei Abayabai says, Yachi, if that's really true, when there's no Edom to the initial giving over, that the Uman is believed because of Migo, I feel a bit Edom Nami. Even if there were Edom, he could say, Mitoch Shioch HaLomalei, he could say, Chazartiv Lach, I returned it to. Ki Amalei Lekuchai Biyadim Yemen. Therefore, if he says that I bought it from you, he's actually believed. Amalei Rabba, Rabba says back, whoa, Mi Savart, beep, turn the page, do you believe that a Mafkin is a Chavir Be'edom, that someone who leaves an article by someone who leaves like some sort of thing with somebody with Edom, that he doesn't have to give it back to him with Edom, right? You know, in other words, like you have no way of saying this, Migo, because you have to give it back to him with Edom. It looks like you wouldn't have thought that. It's returned with Edom. So say, oh, I returned it, that wouldn't really work. So therefore, he doesn't have that ability of saying such an idea. Comes in and asks, Kashi, comes against Rabba, because you have yourself a Braisa. The box switches to Esve Abaye. Ra Avdo Biad Uman. Let's say you saw, someone saw his Evid, his slave, in the hands of an Uman. But Talisa by Kove, so you saw his talis by that of a launderer. Omer lo mativa tzcha. And the owner says to him, you know, what's pshat? Why do you have my thing over here? How come you have my slave, my talis? What's going on? Amar lo, ata mechartoli, ata nesatoli matana. You sold to me, you gave to me matana. Lo amar klum. He didn't say anything. The Uman can't say like having this is a raya. Befane amarta lo lamocha velitno lo matana to Rav Kayaman. But let's say he says, you told me, sorry, you told him, a third party, in front of me to sell it or give it to him, right, meaning to me, then his words are makuyim. Then taka, we believe it. I didn't take it directly from you, but rather it was a third party over here, and he was involved. Says the Rashbam, Devarav Shel Gazlan Kayamin, Achis Kasakadat, the Hashav Hainu de Kapar. Okay, let's take a look. Right, then we go and believe him. Maishta Reisha Maishta Seifa. Now hold on one second. What's the difference between the Uman's first claim, the first price, and the second one? Seems to be no difference over here. In both cases, the Uman is saying that he bought the thing from the original owner, either directly from him or through a shliach, right? So why is he believing the second, not the first? Amar Rabba, Seifa b'yotzei mitachasi de'acher. The second case is talking about where it came from someone else's possession, right? Not the original owner or the Uman has it right now. A third party has it and claims it that it belongs to them. V'kamele acher, and this other person is saying to the original owner, "Befanaya marta lo lamocha v'lito matanin." In front of me, you said to the uman to sell to me or give it to me. Then we believe him. Why? Because miyudi bayomer lai minoch zvante. Because he could have said to the original, "I bought it directly from you," and we would have believed him because he's not an uman, and we wouldn't have said that it's because of. Some sort of business dealings he has it because he's an Uman or something like that. So there would have been believed. And so too, when he says that you told it in front of him to sell it to me or give it to me, that we're going to believe him. Katoni Mias Reisha Ra. But hold on 1 second. The first part of the Brisa says where the original owner saw his thing in by the Uman, right? There Edim that the Uman has it. So then what are you talking about? It's in his possession. It's talking about Hechi Dami. What exactly are we talking about? Edik Edim. If the case is we're talking about that there's Edim who saw that the original owner left it by the Uman as a worker, Lamali Ra, what do we need the original owner to see it in his possession? Even if it's not known whether it's in his possession, Nisi Edim Vinishkal, the owner can just bring Edim to the original living over and then just take it back. And everything's good. El Alav, the Lek Edim, must be talking about a case where there were no Edim when he dropped it off. Chira Miotafisle. But when the original owner saw that it was by the Uman, the original owner can take it from him. Like the Bryce is saying, in this case, that his claim is nothing, which goes against Rabbi's opinion that without Edim to the original living over, the Uman could always go and get it. It says, we're low, the Olam Dik Edim. Really, we're talking about this where there are Edim. The Hudera, now, the Uman is going to lose it only if the original owner saw that it's still by the Uman. But if it's not seen there, then the Uman is believed by the Migo, because he could have said that he already returned it. In fact, the Gemara of Ha'at Hu Da'amar, but you, Rabbi, the one who said that Amafkeh Chaver Be'edim Tzorch L'Par Be'edim, it's got to be done with Edim. So how can this Shomer, this crafts, this Uman, been believed to say that he already returned it? Amalei Hadribi, Rabbi said, I go back on that din, and really, you don't have to give it back with Edim. Masiv Rava Lisiyua L'Rabba. Rava comes along. Yes, Akasha on Abaye from Abraisa, which is to support Rabba. Hanosin Talis al Uman. Someone who gives his talis to an Uman. He gives over his clothing, his cloak. He gives it to an Uman to go and fix it up. And afterwards it was done. The owner and the Uman are arguing over about how much the price was. Uman Omer Shtaim Ketzatzli. The Uman says, you agreed to pay me 2. You said you gave me 2 dinar. V'halla Omer Luka Tzatzachel Achas. No, I said only 1. Kol Zaman Shat Talis Be'ad Uman. As long as the Uman still holds the talis, then the burden of proof is on the owner. Because why? Because the craftsman, the Uman, he has amigo. Nisadalo, right? He has amigo. He could have won by saying that he bought it from the owner, which would have, the fact that he has it would be a riot for him. So therefore, because the amigo, we believe him about any claim he makes about the price or something like that. And also love, but if Uman give it back to him and he doesn't have the Migo anymore because he doesn't have it in his possession anymore, then Bismano Nishpavaloto, if he claims to get his pay on time when the daddy returns it, then he swears and he collects it. Says the Rashbam, Klomer, in Bismano Tofo Bedin, Nishpavinoto, the Hainuman is Boyminoto. That's a part of those cases over here. Right, Ava over Zmano, but if it goes and past the time already, Hamosi Bechaver Alvaraya, then it's you gotta bring a Raya. Hey, Kidami, what exactly is the case? Edik Edom, if there are Edom over there who saw the owner leave it over with the Uman, then let's Edom my Karmi, then let the just call the owner, you know, the Edom to come and say how much they said that they were gonna pay. Peep turn the page, Memphavam Ralph, and Allah Delekhid, what's talking about there are no Edom over there? Vikatani Uman Be'eman, but we say that the Uman is believed as long as he still has it. Right? Why? Because Migo di Ibai Omalei Lekuchi Biyad. He said that I bought it. Mehemen, so Mehemen Nami Agre. And therefore, he's believed also about the price, which goes according to Rabbah. This is a riot for Rabbah. And it's a Kashar Abaye. Right? What's the point here? That when there's no evidence that it came into the Uman's possession as a, you know, as a mashkin, right? Then he's believed to say that he bought it since he has it right now. Therefore, that's bringing a riot for him. It says, we're lo, le olam, deleke. Then we're going to talk about the case where there actually are no Edom over here. Not a Raya. Because the Bryce is talking about the case, there's no Edom to the original living over here, like Rava said. But Vahuda Lo Ra. So the Bryce is saying only in a case where the original one did not see the Uman that he has the Talis. It's rather the Uman said over that he has it. In such a case, everyone's going to be masking that he has amigo, because he could have denied ever getting it in the first place. Therefore, we believe his claim about how much money was set originally. Masiv of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak comes in as a kasha. Uman ain't no chazaka. Our Mishnah says straight up, an Uman does not have a chazaka, right? Because it's which means Uman who the ain't no chazaka. Ha'acha yish lo chazaka. It's only Uman that doesn't have it. a chazaka is something that he has or he's holding on to. Ha'acha yisro chazaka, but another person who's not a woman does have a chazaka. Hechidami, what's the case? If there are edim that the original owner left over the same of the woman to fix it, acher amai yisro chazaka. Then why would another person who's not an woman have a chazaka in something that's similar to that, right? In other words, if there are edim that the thing came into possession as a mashkun, so what value is the fact that he has it? How does that arrive for his ownership? El alav de leke edim. Must be talking about a case where there are no edim. Katani uman ein lo chazaka. There are no edim over here. And the Mishnah is saying that even in where there's no edim to the original thing, the uman does not have a chazaka in something because he just has it, because we would assume that it came to there in order to fix it, not as a sale. To Yufta the Rabbah, to Yufta. This knocks off Rabbah entirely, because Rabbah said that it's only when there are edim to the original leaving over that an uman is not presumed the owner of the article in his possession, but if not, then he would be considered. Here we see clearly that is not the case, and that knocks off Rabbah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.